USA Radio News with John DeMaster.
The White House saying 500 migrant children and parents have been reunited. Caseworkers are working to put children back together with their families. A letter saying more than 15% of the total number of families that have been separated have been brought back together. Parents being given a flyer asking them to contact ICE to help them locate their children. In Washington, the president going after the mainstream media for overlooking the families of loved ones killed by illegal immigrants.
The American victims of illegal immigration. Your loved ones have not died in vain. You know, you hear the other side, you never hear this side.
The president holding an event with these angel families Friday at the White House. And it won't stop raining in South Texas, and those heavy rains are sending people from their flooded homes, as over a foot and a half of rain's fallen in McAllen, Texas since Monday. Over 150 people have had to be rescued. This is USA Radio News.
Breaking news from our friends at MyPillow. We just got this in. It's a great deal. If you go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, you'll get two premium MyPillows for one low price, plus free shipping. Now, are there any two greater words in the English language when you're shopping online than free shipping? Nah. I've been telling you, my sleep's improved dramatically. Now you can experience the same kind of restorative sleep I've been getting from MyPillow. You'll enjoy the best night's sleep of your life. MyPillow comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee. Try it, don't like it, return it. Also a 10-year warranty, machine washable and dryable, made in the USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, enter promo code USA. You'll get two MyPillow premium pillows for one low price plus free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, enter promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. Be sure to use promo code USA, 1-800-951-8175. Call now.
Two U.S. senators are speaking out, pushing for a solution to illegal immigration. U.S. Senators John Cornyn and Ted Cruz hoping Democrats will sign on to a bill to keep illegal immigrant families together while they're in custody for entering the U.S. illegally. Republican Senator Ted Cruz saying,
an expedited time frame that either, if they meet the legal standards for asylum, then asylum should be granted. And if they don't meet the legal standards for asylum, and it's denied, then they should be promptly returned to their home country.
The House expected to vote on an immigration bill next week. A Kansas City man could be facing the death penalty for shooting and killing two sheriff's deputies. The DA's office saying Anton Fielder could be sentenced to death. Officials had been investigating Fielder for years before he killed deputies Patrick Rohrer and Teresa King last week. And the European Union imposing higher taxes on American products in retaliation of the president's tariffs on imported steel and aluminum, the tariffs only on a few U.S. goods. I'm John DeMaster for USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
Tributes continue pouring in for conservative columnist and Fox News contributor Charles Krauthammer, USA Radio's Chris Barnes.
Krauthammer died on Thursday at the age of 68. Earlier this month, he had revealed that he was in the final stages of a losing battle with cancer. He'd been missing from Fox News' special report for nearly a year as he battled that disease. Fox's Britt Hume worked with Krauthammer for decades.
The man was so courageous in the way he lived his life, and he overcame so much, I mean almost total paralysis, to achieve what he achieved.
Krauthammer had graduated from Harvard Medical School back in 1975 from his hospital bed as he was recovering from a diving accident that left him a lifelong quadriplegic.
That's Chris Barnes. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is in a war of words, tweeting with his Iranian counterpart. We get details from John
Clemens. Secretary Pompeo has been going back and forth with his counterpart in Tehran, Iranian Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif, with a series of critical tweets about conditions in the Islamic Revolutionary Nation. State Department spokeswoman Heather Nauert was questioned about those tweets.
We've seen people continue to be oppressed there. Women who protest the forced wearing of a hijab, they protest. We've seen some of them thrown in prison. Iranians appear to be increasingly frustrated, and I think he's merely pointing that out.
I'm John Clemens.
And they're putting the cast of Roseanne back together, but without Roseanne Barr, the show will be called The Conners, and it premieres this fall. This is USA Radio News.